ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
New summer favorite. Yes, yes. Oh My Love by The Score. Let that play for a second. I'm digging it. I am so digging this song. Ready? I know. I'm loving it too. So loving it. So, anyways, hi, it's Denise. It's the Lesbian Lounge. You are listening to, I don't know, where are you listening? Where are you listening from? Are you listening from rainbowradio.fm? Because it might be Wednesday at 3 p.m. if you are. Or did you find us on Podbean or Stitcher or on iTunes, My Lesbian Radio? Well, regardless of where you found me, where you're listening from, hi, it's Denise, and this is the Lesbian Lounge. Brought to you by My Lesbian Radio, really from anywhere nowadays. You can pretty much find us anywhere. There's even a soundcloud.com/MyLesbianRadio if you want to listen to some good best of clips and some audio clips from interviews and stuff. By all means, go find us. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Lesbian Lounge. We're everywhere. And so here's the thing. It's summer here in England where I am, just outside of London. And that means one thing and one thing only, barbecues, and a lot of them. So, we had another barbecue at my friend Hazel's house, which we did 4th of July. We did it upright to celebrate their our independence and their good riddance. It's always a fun thing that we do. They go, good riddance to you, filthy Americans. And I go, well, you know what? I'm kind of glad to be standing on my own 2 feet. And yet here I am back in England. But anyways, 4th of July, we did it up with hot dogs and potato salad and corn, and we did the same thing. So Saturday, we had a barbecue. We had hot dogs, burgers, this fantastic, like, garlicky potato salad that Hazel makes, roasted corn, and then we had Oreo ice cream sandwiches. It was so fun. I have to mention, though, that the very lovely and very funny Kirsten Arnold joined us, and she is a hoot, man. She's a hoot. We so enjoy hanging out with Kirsten, except she's really hard to pin down. She's got a full-time job. She goes to school. So we were able to lock her in for the barbecue on Saturday, and we had so many laughs, seriously. It felt like there was a game of share your most embarrassing moments going on, but only Kirsten was playing. So many and so funny. So many stories, so funny. And the thing is, like, even if we did have embarrassing stories, they wouldn't even come close to hers, which made it even funnier. Like, we didn't even have to add anything. We just sat around and laughed with her. She's hilarious. So, other than that, PopRap.com is keeping me very, very busy. You guys may know that San Diego Comic-Con was last weekend, which meant that there was a avalanche of geek reports coming in to PopRap. So there was much content editing that had to be done. We had, I think, 6 people there at the con covering everything. And, I mean, I don't know if you guys are into this kind of thing. Like, if you're into the Marvel and DC comics, the big, big blockbuster movies that are coming out. But they had, like, all the new trailers. We've got them up on PopRap. They covered a lot of the writing panels. The cosplay stuff, the celebrities that were there. We had people like everywhere. So we've got really cool reports. If that's your kind of thing, then definitely check out poprap.com. You know, amongst other things, there's always hot topics and things that are going on in pop culture. So it's got a ton of good stuff. And they even have a little LGBT tab that's got some good stories too. So, which I like to contribute to. So that's, I mean, really, I keep busy between Pop Rap, my podcast, still doing writing for She Magazine, and I've got a busy upcoming couple of months for you guys. I have scored some fantastic interviews. I'll be airing them really soon. A couple of our favorites, music-wise, Melissa Ferrick has got a new self-titled album coming out. This is her 12th original album, 18th overall, and she's got much to discuss about it. And then the award-winning, lovely Jen Foster will be with us. I have got the privilege of speaking to filmmaker Marina Rice Bader again. You guys probably know her from A Perfect Ending and Anatomy of a Love Scene, but she's got a new film called Raven's Touch that's coming out. And I think I might even have the hookup with Drea Weber and Tracy Dinwiddie, the stars of the film. So that is super, super exciting. And that's all coming up for you guys really soon. It's an exciting summer, actually. Elfest is coming up this weekend. You guys hear me talk about it. We'll talk a little bit more about it later on in the podcast. But that's happening this weekend. Gemma and I have some quality family time coming up. Her family's coming in from Australia end of August, and they're all going to be doing a little bit of traveling. Even her grandpa's coming, and they're taking a cruise to Russia, or they're doing a Russian cruise or something like that. But that's fantastic for them. And then I have just booked a flight home for my birthday. So I will be in Florida from September 16th to October 6th, which is a good chunk of time. Which makes me really happy because, you know, I get to, I think the fun part is you get to spend more time with people. You get more quality time with them. You're not just grabbing a coffee and saying, how you doing? You look great. See ya. And rushing off to see the next person. So I think it'll be really good. We both have got some quality family time coming up, and that's fantastic. So yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in my life. So, okay, what's going on in the news? You know, before I even jump into the LGBT news and happenings, I gotta say that I saw a headline yesterday that freaked me out so bad that I have to talk about it. I just have to. And I know I put this on my Facebook wall, so anybody that knows me knows this has really freaked me out. Bethany Frankel is dating Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. That's Cam. That's Skinny Girl Margarita with Cam. From Modern Family. Like, let that sink in for a minute. Like, let it marinate for just a second. Now, what do you feel in the pit of your stomach? I gotta know. Because, I don't know. Like, on one hand, it seems like they would be the funnest couple ever. Because she's crazy. He's goofy. But on the other hand, yuck. I'm so conflicted that it actually hurts me. So if you want to weigh in on this, please do so. Don't be afraid. Email me at deniseanddonna@gmail.com or just, you know, shoot me a Facebook message, anything. I don't care. I just have to know your thoughts on this. Because, like, for me, I don't even know. I don't even know what to think or what to say. But I'll tell you this much. This song came to mind. Little Mercy by Duffy. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, definitely that song for that headline. All right, so in our news, the 2015 OutFest Los Angeles is going on right now with screenings of the new documentary Tig about comedian Tig Notaro. And that should be really good. She's so, so funny. Very talented comedian, very talented writer. And she went through a battle with breast cancer. But I think that the documentary, although poignant, will be pretty funny. And that should really reel them in. And also screening at OutFest is Jenny's Wedding with Katherine Heigl and Alexis Bledel. So that ought to rake them in too, because we've been talking about that for ages. So that's really cool. Also just announced this past week, do you guys remember the web series Anyone But Me? Yes, it's coming back with Nicole Payson and Rachel Hipflores. The well-known web series was one of the first of its kind back in 2008, and we're so excited to have it back. The show follows the lives of a group of teenagers in New York City and Westchester County, New York. And here's what we know so far. It'll be called Anyone But Me, The Lost Scenes, and it'll be debuting September 1st on Hulu and September 15th on YouTube. So Hipflores and Payson will be back in 10 new standalone scenes that you can integrate seamlessly into the previous episode. So basically, it'll complement the storylines you already love or viewed as new scenes to enjoy on their own. So maybe we better rewatch it so we're ready, because I'm super psyched that I can't ever see enough Nicole Payson. That's all I gotta say. Just love her. So this is really cool news too. Sports Illustrated has given the U.S. women's soccer team 25 covers. Like, really, seriously, take your pick. Who's your favorite? Which one will you buy? Wambach, Rapinoe, Lloyd, Krieger, or Coach Ellis? You can view all of them at SI.com. Also, for a good laugh, you can find the YouTube clip of Carly Lloyd kicking a soccer ball into the target to drop late night show host James Corden's big butt into the dunk tank. Third time was a charm. The first two, within inches. She had Corden shitting himself on the bench. And third one, pow, right in the target, and down he went. So that was pretty cool to watch on YouTube. I didn't get to see it live, but thank God I subscribed to Corden's Late Show on YouTube, so I get to catch all that cool stuff. The girls also showed up in New Jersey at a Taylor Swift concert and were welcomed on stage for selfies and singing. Very cool. Megan Rapinoe, Abby Wambach, and Allie Krieger were also on SportsCenter, and they were asked how they would describe themselves, and they had to put their answer on a whiteboard and then see if the other teammates could guess it. And after some thought, Rapinoe wrote on hers and then flashed the board, and it stated gay, which was fantastic. So good fun for all the girls. And you know what? The cool thing about this is that it's such positive exposure. Everything they're doing, it's good for the LGBT community, it's good for the sport of soccer, and it's good for sports in general. So I'm really happy to see them getting the attention they deserve. And for that, I have picked a special song just for the women's U.S. National Soccer Team, because how could you not play this? How could you not think of this song when it comes to them? Never thought about it, but that song goes with soccer. I alive and kicking. Come on, seriously. Okay, back to the news. Diana Agron of Glee, you know her as Quinn from Glee, has scored another queer role that we can continue to worship properly, I guess is a good way to put it. The actress joined the indie drama Hollow in the Land, where Deadline reports she will play Allison, a tomboyish lesbian who works at a pulp mill. A year after her father was put away for murder, she's in a troubled state, but her troubles get worse when her brother goes missing, and she sets out to find him. Oh, Quinn! Super excited about that. She's a pretty girl. I look forward to taking a gander at that. ESPN is reporting that Glory Johnson is seeking temporary spousal support and attorney's fees from Brittany Griner. Specifically, she's looking for $20,000 a month. Yeah, you heard me. $20,000 a month. Seriously? Plus $10,000 advancement towards attorney fees for Johnson's counsel. Oh, these two and their drama playing out in the media. It's redunk. Like, show some respect for one another. I mean, don't you think that's what's missing? Whether they're friends or lovers, this is apparent that there is just no respect. And I don't know. I'm pretty upset about it. What do you guys think? They could use this, don't you think?
I hear you calling, oh baby.
We can kind of chuckle about it because it's not us. But, yeah, it's ridiculous the way Griner and Johnson's drama's playing out in the media. It's kind of cringeworthy. What else we got going on? You know, I don't know. I've been hearing really good buzz surrounding Lifetime's new show, Unreal. In fact, it's been fantastic buzz about the drama, the comedy, the sex, all unfolding in a behind-the-scenes making of a reality show. That's the premise of this show. And it's starring Breida Wohl and Constance Zimmer. You guys might remember her as Dana from Entourage. She, one of my favorite characters in Entourage. Really gave it right back to Ari. I think they're up to episode 6, but you can follow the recaps on After Ellen, which can only mean one thing, that there is some girl-on-girl stuff going on. So if After Ellen's doing recaps, you can tell there's some girl stuff going on. But I think I want to jump into this party. I'm really thinking about it. We do have it over here, so I don't have to like hunt or search or anything on the internet. I think it's on regular television. I don't know about you guys, but every time I log on to my laptop, I'm in a sea of Ruby Rose news. She's just everywhere right now, which it's not a bad thing. Most of it I'm just glancing at because it's a little bit redundant. But I did read the interview where she talked a little bit about the video that she made where she breaks free from the stereotype and saying that it was very autobiographical. And she was sharing her thoughts about becoming transgendered. I think she didn't really know. She just felt like she wasn't comfortable in her own skin. And then she realized that by changing her look to something more masculine is what she needed to do to be able to feel comfortable with herself. And I thought it was really honest, and I liked what she had to say, because I think if the thought is there about possibly transgendering, then you need to do a lot of research and understand it and to know a little bit about the life that you'll be living. And obviously, you know what's going to make you feel good or make you feel happy, but you also need to know enough about yourself. And I think in her case, she realized that she didn't need to be a boy. She just wanted to feel comfortable. She wasn't comfortable with how she was looking and feeling, so she had to make a change. And I think it takes time to know what you want, and certainly a level of maturity to understand what it will take. And I think it takes a set of nice femme balls to admit that kind of thing to the world, because right now everything she's saying is just being captured by the world, you know, by the media, which goes out on the internet and it's available to the world. So I think that it's great to show both sides of the coin. I mean, we have a lot of documentaries and a lot of series, a lot of interviews, and a lot of trans spokespeople out there saying what their journey is like and what it's been like, but we haven't really had anybody that said, look, I came, you know, to the edge of the cliff, and then I decided that's not what I wanted to do, and this is what makes me happy and what makes me comfortable. So it's kind of shedding some light on maybe just bringing some female masculinity to the surface, but not transgender. And I thought that was pretty cool. There just, you know, there really does, it takes a lot of thought, because, you know, once that decision's made and it's out there, you need to feel comfortable with it. And that's never easy. So, just on that note, I thought this song was kind of appropriate. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. All in Oats. She's Gone.
Charlie for the imposition. like I got it. I got the strength to carry on. Yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's gone. She's gone.
And she's gone. Oh, I, what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. Come on, there's a toothbrush hanging in the stand. My face ain't looking any younger. Now I can't see love taking her.
That bring you back? Holy crap. What? So, hey, how many of you guys are watching Empire? Do you love it as much as I love it?
I've been living my life, but it isn't fair.
Jesse Smollett.
Would have never thought I'd be down in this gutter.
Well, listen, I got good news. Empire, being one of the most LGBT-inclusive shows on TV right now, it's about to get even more so with the help of Oscar-winning actress Marissa Tomei. She's going to be joining Season 2 in a recurring role as a billionaire venture capitalist who becomes involved with the show's central family, The Lions. The character of Mimi Whiteman is a lover of hip-hop music, social trends, high-end fashion, and beautiful women. So, yeah, add Marissa Tomei playing a lesbian on Empire, and you've made my TV dreams come true. Really. this is interesting. I like Demi Lovato. I really do. Out of all the jerk-off young girls that are out there, like Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea and all those weirdos, I think I have to say I do like Demi Lovato. And she's got a new song called Cool for the Summer, and it's hinting at some bi-curious action. I've only seen the teaser of the video, which hasn't been released yet. But the song takes things to a whole new level, and I think the video is going to too. Demi's always been the ardent LGBT ally, and in the video, she tells the object of her affections that it's okay. I'm a little curious too. In the song, in quotations, she has a taste for the cherry and wants to go down into their paradise, asking them not to be scared because I'm your body type. The final verse defiantly insists, even if they judge, fuck it up. The full video, not out yet, but there's a 10-second teaser that shows two bikini tops being thrown into the pool. I mean, seriously, what more can you ask for? I'm super, super impressed with this. So what I did was I just wanted to play a little bit of the teaser for you and tell me what you think. Let's see if we can get this to play.
Don't tell your mother.
Oh, let's do that again. Let's do it again. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm okay with that. So there's a new startup app called My Trans Health, and it is hoping to revolutionize the way transgender people receive healthcare by breaking down barriers and connecting trans folk with doctors who are actually knowledgeable about their specific healthcare issues. So I think that's fantastic. This was reported I think I was looking at New Now Next. .com. So that's great news for them. That ought to take off. Also in trans news, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has confirmed that the Pentagon is working on a plan to allow transgendered men and women to serve openly in the U.S. Armed Forces. The current ban on trans service members could be lifted in as soon as 6 months. That's awesome. Also published on New Now Next was a list of the most inclusive trans-welcoming companies, and those of which included Aetna, wow, my former employee. Apple, Dell, Ford Motor Company, Pepsi, Sprint, Time Warner, and Xerox. For the complete list of the 100 most inclusive trans companies, you can go to New Now Next, and they have it published there. And that, on that note, really, I was thinking about like how lucky we are and what society, where we're at. This song kept coming to mind.
I've missed too much time to give you up.
So, you know what, you guys in the States, you are so lucky. Leah Remini's It's All Relative is back on TLC starting tonight. And we have to wait over here in the UK. I'm not happy, but we'll wait because I cannot get enough of that show. That family, that kid, her husband, the mom, seriously good stuff right there. I love them, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting, waiting. So, in the meantime, Andy Cohen, always in the headlines, this guy, seriously, Andy Cohen called Amanda Stenberg a jackhole on Watch What Happens Live last week. Amanda is an actress, and she took a shot at Kylie Jenner after Kylie posted a picture of herself in cornrows. Amanda stated, "When you appropriate black features and culture but fail to use your position of power to help black Americans by directing attention towards your wigs instead of police brutality or racism." Jenner tossed a grenade right back at her and said, "Mad if I do, mad if I don't. Go hang out with Jaden or something." And that was because I think Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, accompanied Amanda to her prom. But the thing is, this whole thing, like, I don't understand why Andy Cohen feels he needs to weigh in on this topic at all. I think he's just riding the Jenner publicity bus, and that kind of makes me sick. So, seriously, Andy, like, mind your own business sometimes, you know? Like, you get enough publicity. You don't need to be jumping on that bandwagon. Like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, Elfest is happening this weekend, and I will be there to host the second annual lip sync contest on the green stage at 9 p.m. on Friday. There's all kinds of things happening that entire weekend, but we really wanted to kick things off on Friday night because we had such a good time last year doing this. All you got to do is put your lip sync song, your favorite song, on your phone. Pick out the 90-second mark where you want it to start. Sign up. Have your phone ready. And then we plug your phone into the amp and you take the stage and you embody that artist. And you do your best lip sync. And yeah, it's a ripoff of Lip Sync Battle, but it's so much fun that you can't resist. So we're doing that on Friday, 9 p.m. on the green stage. If you're going, meet me there. Like I said, there is so much happening all weekend long, from cabaret to comedy to music, from Stooshy and Lucy Spraggan, our headlining. We've got Grey Matter, our fabulous girls of Eek, me and Debo. So it's going to be a fantastic lineup of music. But along with that, we've got author readings. There's an actual pop-up Polari event going to be happening with the authors. There's yoga, there's graffiti wall art going on all weekend, there's drag workshops, there's drumming workshops, and there's still tickets available. So if you're interested, it's up at Uttoxeter Racecourse in Northern England, and the website is www.lfest.co.uk. I can't say enough good things about it, and I hope I get to see you there. If you see me, come say hi. And then don't hold this against me, because once again, that's why I play this song. Once again, Florida has made headlines in a news story that will make you wonder. So it appears that a woman has been arrested in Florida. That's right, you heard me, Florida, for hitting her girlfriend in the face with a dildo. Annette Keelhearn, 57 years old, argued with Gamzi Capano Ridley, who's 47. At their home in St. Petersburg, Florida, they were arguing over a dress. Police were called, arguing over a dress. Let's not let that little tidbit of info slip away. Police were called to oversee the removal of property while Ridley retrieved her personal belongings from the house. a day after she filed a civil domestic violence injunction against Keelhearn. The police officer said that, in quotes, "I specifically told the defendant not to touch the victim and told her to just verbally say what she did not want her partner to take from the house because this is a civil matter." But shortly afterwards, the defendant intentionally shoved a dildo in the victim's face and grabbed her right arm while arguing who the dildo belonged to. Okay. The cop arrested Keelhorn on domestic battery and booked her into jail on misdemeanor charges. She was released from custody after posting $500 bail. Yeah. That makes you proud. Makes you proud to have once lived in Florida. Makes you proud if you've even vacationed there, honestly. I swear to God, it never gets old. In fact, I just read a story about a guy that had tied up an alligator, found an alligator, had his mouth tied and his feet and little arms tied, and fucked it. So whenever you think that Florida can't top themselves in weird news, they always do. So anyways, it's been lovely hanging out with you. Like I said, I've made these shows a little bit shorter. Just don't want you to lose feeling in your ass. So I'm keeping them shorter for you so you don't have to be sitting anywhere for any long amounts of time. And I know, I mean, like, you can take me with you wherever you want to go. I mean, I don't care. I'll go for a bike ride. I'll go for a walk with you. I'll sit on the tube ride with you. Anywhere you want. Stick me in your ears. I'm there. The Lesbian Lounge with Denise is brought to you by My Lesbian Radio. You can find us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and rainbowradio.fm because I broadcast from there on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. So it's so lovely to have you. And, geez, I can't think of any better way to say this, but goodbye to you. See you next week. Scandal from the 80s. Goodbye to you.